And I just built this house right here, this mm-hmm. very house, out on New Boston Road, and it cost 40, it's a six-room house, mm-hmm. bath and all, nice brick home. And I had the land in $500 of money, and this house cost $4,500 to build it. And then built it by union labor then is $8 a day, union labors. They get about 30, same, do the same kind of work now. And then this house cost $4,750. And I said, well, with my gin job and what I make farming, why, I can pay for the place. Mm-hmm. Well, I had to pay, I borrowed the money. I had $500 in money in the land. And I borrowed $4,250 from the building and loan to be paid back at $67.20 a month. Mm-hmm. Well, after Depression, everybody was broke. You couldn't get a job. I didn't have a gin job, and had a wife and two children. Mm-hmm. And there was no such thing as getting a job. Mm-hmm. And so the two head men at the bank had passed away, which was my friends. Mm-hmm. And when this depression come, those young fellas down there at the bank, and all the banks got scared, the whole country got scared, and so they brought on a depression. Mm-hmm. The banks brought on a depression because they began to sell me out, and sell me, I have to sell my mule, my mortgage, and everything else. And so the whole country was in this shape. So I was the first one went through the mill. And so I went down there. I had these paper shell pecan trees, I say, on it. And so I just said, well, what can I do? Owe the bank, about $2,500. Didn't have a job, couldn't pay them. And so I just went down, I just owed $5,000 more on the place, so I just went down to the bank. I had a talk with my mother and told her what I was up against, and she was sick and was very sick. And just a few days, I went to the bank and told them I'd just sign the thing over to them. And I did. And when I did, my mother was in the hospital. She'd had this operation in which they found out they wasn't going to do any good, the operation, because she had a malignancy. Mm-hmm. So she didn't know me from you when I signed it away. Well, there I was, a wife and two children, living in a house that I had to pay $67.20 a month, mm-hmm. and couldn't have got up $50 for going to be shot, mm-hmm. unless I'd have went to one of my brothers or somebody and asked him, and I had enough guts about me, I didn't even ask him. You know one reason why I didn't? They knew what kind of shape I was in, and if they didn't offer it, I wasn't going to them and beg them for it. So I just toughed it out. And
what sort of work did you get?
Huh?
What sort of work did you get?
Well, I made a job. I got a hold of $25 in money. I bought one hole with that $25. I killed that hog about 3 o'clock in the evening, and the next morning at 8:30, I had that hog cut up, sawed down the middle just like you'd saw a cow down, leave the tenderloin on each side, mm-hmm. the ribs, and I made the hams and the shoulders all into sausage, because mm-hmm. I knew how to do it. We were raised on a farm where we killed 25 big hogs every year, mm-hmm. and we was good livers. We always had plenty to eat, plenty to wear, and